Lord, today we come before you. And you are the healer. You are the living bread. We turn our hearts, our minds, our memories to you, our intellect. And we commend to you those areas in our lives which are lacking joy, lacking peace, lacking communion. We pray, Lord, that you enlighten our minds to know those areas, that you teach us, that we may trust in you. Blessed Mother, intercede for us. For wherever you pray for us, Mary, the Spirit is drawn. There's hope. Be with us as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Our Lady of Guadalupe. So, Lord, we're going to turn our hearts to you. We ask you to quiet our hearts, to give us peace to receive you. In one of the more profound Gospels, in John's Gospel, Jesus, he outlines for us in John chapter 6 that he is the bread of life. They say, Lord, give us this bread always. And he repeats again, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I had said to you that you have seen me and you don't believe. All that the Father gives to me will come to me. And him who comes to me, I will not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. The Jews murmured, and they said, because he had said, I am the bread which came down from heaven, Jesus answered, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. And I'll raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except him who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly I say, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert and they died, but this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat it and never die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." Again, the Jews quarreled, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. But he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I'll raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Lord, we know that your desire is for us to live with you, to abide with you. And all of our pain and all of our worry, you feed us. You feed your sons and daughters. Because you want to sustain us, Lord. You want us to be alive, to be free. And you want us to turn our hearts to you. Holy Spirit, increase our faith. Increase our love. Increase our hope. Tonight, Lord, we're going to put before you the names of people in our lives that we want you to abide in, to love them in their sickness, to heal them and strengthen them. At the men's retreat, we had cut the lights, so we'll cut the lights in the back. And I'm going to ask you, like we did at the retreat, to put people before the Lord, to speak their names before the Lord. Say, your mom, my brother. And we'll sort of console the Lord with those who need. And as we spend this time before the Lord, we'll offer him these names. And we will console Christ by speaking names to him who need grace, who need mercy, who are broken, who are sick or dying. Jen and Therese will sing in a moment or play. And you just simply have to stand in your place and say, my sister Jennifer. And then you can be seated, but you can go many at a time. But let us put them before Christ. Let us console Christ with these names of his children.